Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Debbie, delighted to have you back with us again as we continue. In fact, we're coming close to the conclusion, not quite yet, but we're coming close to the conclusion of our journey through the chakras. Last month, we did the throat chakra. And this one now, I am particularly interested in, probably because I'm really not very sure what it's all about. And I would imagine that there'd be a number of people who would say, what is the third eye? What is that all about?
Yes, and it's a very interesting one. Just to give you a bit of background, the third eye chakra is the sixth chakra. It's situated in the centre of the forehead. Although those that work with energy will know it's from the tip of the nose, top of the head to the base, the skull. But we always focus on the centre of the forehead as where it is. The colours associated are beautiful violets and indigo. What people sometimes are very drawn to in relation to it is it's the seat of your intuition or your psychic and spiritual gifts. When we nourish it, nurture it and allow it to evolve, it's where we can develop a stronger sense of our intuition. Some people who are quite sensitive, who would be clairvoyant or clairaudient, clairsentient, would be very aware of this in particular. For those listeners who would be natural psychics, and oftentimes people may not know that that's what they are, but if you sleep with the light on at nighttime because maybe you're a little, you know, you're afraid of what you might see, or if you're very aware when you're trying to sleep at nighttime that you see lovely colours behind your eyes, or maybe your intuition, maybe when you walk in somewhere and you are aware that your tummy might go funny, or, you know, you just have a sense. Yeah, that maybe there's a lightness.
Good or bad, or exactly. You pick up on energy maybe.
Yes. So this is all from this part. Of the body. Yeah, it's all connected. Oh. Now, often we pick up our gut feelings will be in the tummy areas, but it's all aligned with the third eye. The third eye also has other really, really special properties that I love, and it's for everyone out there. When we look after our third eye, when we look after this part of our body, our ability to discern the truth in our lives becomes heightened. So when you're looking after and nourishing this part of you, your inner awareness, your intuition, no matter how psychic or not psychic, no matter who you are in this world, becomes heightened. So it's a lot easier to discern the wood from the trees, as it were. So that's why I love, the one thing I really love in everyone, and I always promote it, look after this and you will be able to see your way through life and see your way forward. It's really interesting from that regard.
So when you say look after it then, Debbie, what exactly do you mean by that? How do we look after our third eye?
Yeah, well, what I would suggest that you do is, what I would do is meditation. I know I'm like a broken record going on and on, but for me it is where you allow yourself to maybe heal, rest, process, is when you meditate. It's not only for the third eye, it's for your entire body. But when you do it on a daily basis, as I know I say this every month, but it's so true, you will see the difference. You'll definitely see a sense of being able to be more peaceful within yourself, more clear in yourself. Other people do yoga. Mindfulness practices are amazing. Getting out in nature, looking after yourself, not through using substances or things that take you out of yourself, but looking after yourself by staying within your body and being present for yourself is a very good way of nurturing your third eye.
So I guess it would stand to reason, therefore, that if you don't do these things, and I guess, you know, we can all identify, I think, and empathise with that, where we get so caught up with life and caught up with other people's stuff and even caught up with our own stuff, and our heads are all over the place. That's when the shutter comes down.
Yeah? Absolutely. And often we know that we're out of kilter in this part of our body because we can't, maybe we're focusing on something or obsessing about something. Our mind will not clear. We've too many thoughts going on, as you said. We're not able to ground ourselves and stabilize ourselves. It's often a sign that you're just way out of kilter in your third eye.
It's often been said, and you might actually support this, that we all have, to one extent or another, some sort of a psychic ability. We all have that within us. And you'd see children in particular who seems to be very sensitive, but we lose it as we get older because perhaps we just become so caught up with other things. But you might have people who might even be aware that they have that, but they're afraid of it and they don't want to go there.
Yes.
So if you take that stance on it, what effect does that have, say, on your on your third eye.
Oh, sleeping with the light on. That would be a good sign that you don't want to go there.
I hate the light on at night, so obviously I have no psychic abilities at all.
Not at all. No, not at all. Everyone has a gift. Every single person in this world, whether you're aware of it or not, we're like little keys. Every single one of us has something that we can add to this world in whatever way it would be. Some of us, it's through our psychic abilities and our healing abilities and everything else. Some of us, it's through our innovations and our inspirations, and it's through being differently, you know, present in the world. It's not all to do with our psychic abilities. And often I know, as a younger person in particular, in my teens, I was terrified of looking into this in particular, because I just couldn't cope with what if I actually saw something or experienced something or anything else. And so I closed it down. I shut it down completely, in fact, until I was in my late 20s. But I didn't realise it was actually through meditation. In a very gentle, careful, loving way, I went into developing my intuition and healing and clearing the fears that I had. Now, I didn't know I was doing that when I started meditating. And don't worry if you're wanting to begin a practice. It doesn't mean you're suddenly going to start to see things. But I just, for me, I was and have a gift that I needed to develop. So, and I do understand if you're very worried or afraid. There are certain practices I would strongly encourage if somebody was very interested in developing their spiritual gifts, if they were interested, like a good sign, and you may not realise this, your listeners may not realise this, but some people will see colours behind their eyes when they're closing their eyes to sleep at night time or when they're meditating, often purple, sometimes white, different greens, different colours. And that's a very simplistic form of the clairvoyance, of being clairvoyant. And a lot of people would have that experience, but you may not realise that that's actually a form of clairvoyance. And it's just a natural way of us discerning the different energies, the higher vibrations as they connect with us. And people have different names. I call them angels. So if it was a thing that somebody was very interested, or maybe knew that they have some kind of a spiritual gift or a psychic or intuitive gift, and they're a little bit fearful of it, I would always encourage that they'd invite in the archangels, because I will never do anything without bringing in Archangel Michael or Zadkiel. Michael will be the Archangel of Protection and Empowerment. Zadkiel is the channel of what we call the ultraviolet flame. It's a vibration or a frequency, a spiritual frequency that is often seen or perceived as a violet or purple colour, different variations or shades, but that's what it is. And when you see or sense that, and I will be bringing in a technique actually if anyone wants to try it, to connect with that, you can be assured it's like a fire, a beautiful radiant violet fire that transforms any negativity, any heaviness, any fear-based energies, anything that would cause you to feel lesser than what you really are, or that will control you through the vibration of fear. It transforms it to light, and it's amazing.
And that's something you could do, I suspect, in any situation where you might be fearful, or if you're going into a situation that you think is going to cause you perhaps some angst or possibly even some psychological trauma or emotional trauma.
I mean, other people have different tools as well, but it's something I would use, and it's tremendous. The ultraviolet light is, for me, it's one of the most protected divine energies you can work with within the angelic kingdom. And I would work with either Archangel Zadkiel or Saint Germain, Ascended Master Saint Germain, to invoke that. And how, it's very simple. I'll always call an archangel's name three times, because it's a universal law. That's what you ever call by three connects with you. And so I'll call Zadkiel and give it a few seconds. Visualize, know and trust a beautiful cloud of ultraviolet light above me. Breathe it slowly and deeply into my body until it dissipates, whatever it would be. If I have a headache, or if I'm a bit fearful, if I'm nervous, if I feel under a threat in some way, I'll often concentrate on around the third eye or anywhere in the body. And interestingly, what I love about it, it's known as the vibration of freedom, because anything that may have caused you to feel maybe imprisoned through fear or suffering has got to be released. Maybe it won't happen the first or second time, but if you do it consistently and practice consistently, and for anyone interested, do look into it. It's brilliant to work with. It does release you. It's a very, very powerful energy to work with. It's tremendous, in fact. So there you go.
Wow, it's fascinating stuff. And you've talked before about how, I know every month we're taking a different chakra, but how they're all actually
linked,
connected, and they're all linked. So if we don't say take care of this particular chakra, the third eye. Mm. If you decide, actually, I might suspect I may have some sort of psychic ability, but I, for whatever reason, I just don't feel I can do that. I mean, what effect does that have on the rest of you?
But that's okay. No, it's okay, because we always have a choice. So sometimes people may be aware that, but they just don't have the time, the energy, the inclination, because some people are very spiritually aware, but they just don't want. It's like they have other interests in life, or they're not feeling inspired to go there. It doesn't do anything detrimental. It just means that you may be operating without one of your lovely gifts, but I mean, you'll be fine in the world. There's not a bother in relation to that. The one thing I find, though, when I have a client, say if I'm working with a client on the plinth, or if I've people in the class, normally if they've got a lot of stress or tension or feeling disempowered, normally there'll be an issue around the third eye. They go hand in hand each time. It's amazing that somebody says, oh, I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed. I guarantee you, do a clearance on the third eye and everything does lift and shift things. What I love about it as well, as I said earlier, is when you're allowing yourself to nurture, nourish it, look after it, your ability to see within yourself and outside of yourself the way forward or the best next step becomes heightened. So you're less likely to be going around in circles stuck in a certain situation. You're more likely to feel the inspiration, and to your eyes will be naturally drawn to, within yourself or outside of yourself, the thing that will bring you joy or fulfillment in your life.
Because it's said that we know, don't we? Yeah. Like, we instinctively know what's good for us and what isn't, and what we should actually be doing. I don't like
if
to use the word should.
I know.
But do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If we listen to ourselves, yes. If we can make that connection. So therefore, if we actually make a decision not to, then we're kind of shortchanging ourselves,
yeah,
I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah?
We're kind of... It's like you're walking a little bit blindfolded down the street. Like, you still get to where you want to be, but you won't see all the things you need to see, or, you know, you may pass something by that would be really good for you. So it's a lovely thing to consider. And just remembering, it doesn't mean suddenly if you start nourishing the third eye that you're suddenly going to see angels or spirit walking through walls or colours. You know, that's only if, you know, most people will have an experience where their intuition may become heightened. So knowing what's right, having an awareness of, I really like the feeling of that person or that situation, or I don't like that, that's probably what will come into play, which is a really good thing to have.
And then you learn to trust yourself more.
Exactly,
well.
Exactly. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. And what about crystals then that
oh,
we can
yes.
use?
Oh, my favourite.
We always have crystals.
Any amount of them. But this week is my all-time favourite.
I was looking at that. Debbie's wearing the most beautiful crystal pendant.
It's an amethyst.
It's an amethyst.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
Oh, I love
them. I don't
think
I've ever seen one quite like that. That's beautiful.
I got on the Hill of Tara, actually. But it's absolutely gorgeous. I love them. I have them everywhere in the house. The amethyst, for me, in the work that I do, would be one of the, if not the most important crystal. And for many, many reasons. When I started off, it's the first crystal I ever owned. Instinctively, it's the one I picked up and brought home. And it might sound really strange, but popped it on my head in my meditation practice, as you do. Sure, why not? And I know I struggled to meditate until that point. And I used to be in and out, and every 2 minutes I'd be looking at my phone going, oh, I can't believe it. And the day I got the amethyst, I went from 0 to 30 minutes. I didn't move a muscle. I can't explain it to you, but it was like I had inner peace in a way I'd never experienced it before. And what the amethyst can do, it helps to quiet a chattering mind. And we all have them.
Yes.
So if there's things that are distracting us or pulling out of us, or we're just unable to get that few minutes peace, the amethyst will really support you with this. It's also known as a stone of sobriety. So it can help those that are looking to ease their way away from addictive habits or practices. It's really good. It's an amazing stone and known for its protective qualities. It's so high vibrational that it literally lifts the energies of the carrier in a lovely way. So it's more easily that they'll connect with the angelic realms. In fact, it's known as a crystal to help connecting to the angelic realms. And it also protects from other people's negativity. And it could go on and on. I would strongly recommend it.
A lovely crystal to have in your home, I would imagine, just someplace, perhaps just to keep the negative energy away, or just try and balance that out some way.
Yeah, absolutely. I have it in my healing room where I teach the classes when I'm doing the online classes. It's, if anyone never sees me, it's directly behind me. It's a huge amethyst cathedral. And it's there, and you can program crystals with certain healing properties, and I have it there just to keep the energy lovely and high. For anyone that suffers from night terrors or nightmares, a little tiny piece of amethyst under the pillow can help with dispelling any negative energy at night time, night terrors, nightmares. All also for anyone that looks to lucid dream. So when you have a dream that you know this is a little bit more than a dream, it's very, very vivid, it's very clear, amethyst is brilliant. However, some people find it actually activates them a little bit much, so they find it difficult to sleep. So not everyone can sleep with amethysts in their room.
Okay, so if you have a bed surrounded by amethysts and you find that you're not sleeping, then maybe actually remove a few of those amethysts and see if that makes any difference.
I would suggest that would be a thing. Not everyone can sleep with them.
But if you are just starting off, and just to go back to what you were saying about, you know, the third eye and meditation, or just even trying to quiet your mind, because let's face it, 30 minutes meditation doesn't come easy to most of us. I mean, it's a work in progress, isn't it? I mean, it's something that you develop as you go. Yeah. You just sit there for as long as you can, try and clear your mind, holding an amethyst, and just really maybe just concentrate on your breath for a little bit.
Well, and that's it. Yeah, exactly. And even if it's just 2 minutes, or even if it's just 30 seconds, just to give yourself that time. Yeah. You do build it up. It is a good idea to build it up, but it certainly helps. And sometimes people pop it on top of their head. Oh, anyone suffering from migraines or headaches, amethyst, carrying an amethyst, or even popping it under a hat under your head as you wander down the street, well, it can be really good. I know at the very beginning, I used to get terrible sinusitis and migraines and everything else. And then when I started off, it all dissipated.
Wow. Yeah, it's all incredible, cleared. Isn't it?
The third eye was clearing itself. Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're skeptical, you know what? Give it a shot. See what might work for you. Yeah. Debbie Boyle, angelicconnections.ie. Debbie, always a pleasure to have you with us. And next month, as we head into, well, December now, the end of the year, we're going to finish it all off by taking a look at the crown chakra.
Yeah.
And that will complete our journey through the chakras. And in the meantime, I know you're conducting some courses at the moment. I'm sure you have some for next year too.
Yeah, I've set all the dates for 2022 and they're now out there on the website on angelicconnections.ie, and they're on Facebook. I'm starting a really exciting few new day courses as well on release cutting negative ties and energy clearance and activating angelic gifts and all the rest. So there's a lot coming down the line next year.
Lovely. And as Debbie said, all that information is on her website, angelicconnections.ie. Debbie, a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank
and we look
you,
forward
Carol.
To chatting with you again in a few weeks.
And thank you. Lovely to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you.